Child and forever I am.
One more time.
His child and forever I am.
Amen. You may be seated. His child and forever I am. Amen. Oh, it's so good to be in the church of God today. And it's been quite a summer, busy summer, and it's so good to be back at home and worshiping with you. I have a few announcements that I'd like to share with you guys. A lot of good stuff happening here at Pleasant Hill. And one of those is August 15 is our back to school night just down the street. Our school is starting up this coming Wednesday, back to school night. And the insert is in your bulletin. All the information you need to know is in that little flyer there. Lots of good flyers in there this week, okay? We also have a great thing happening in our church, and that is a doctor, Neil Nedley, is going to be coming. He's going to be talking about brain health. You do not want to miss that. There's a new insert in there. You want to look at what's going to be happening seminar style. It's starting Friday, August 24 at 7 p.m. And then again during our worship service on Saturday, August 25 at 11:15 a.m. And then Saturday again in the afternoon after a meal at 2 p.m. You do not want to miss this. This is going to be great, great information. It's going to be a very educational time. I also want to ask if you can pay attention to the screen. We have a video of a guest artist that is coming to us actually next week. So if you have not heard about this, please mark it down in your calendars. We do not want you to miss this opportunity. Already about this concert, and you do not want to miss out. This concert's happening August 19, 6:30 p.m. The doors will open at 5:30 to reserve your seats. It's first come, first serve. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. Praise the Lord. It is so good to be in church today, as we worship today, as we hear stories today, as you are moved by the experiences of these youth, of these students that share their experience. You are in for a great experience today in worship. Let us bow our heads as we ask the Lord to be with us. Father in heaven, we praise you and we glorify your name, Lord. This is a time where we come to you, Lord, and we leave all our cares and our worries at the door, Lord, and we surrender it to you, Lord. We come before the throne of God to worship, to praise, to lift our burdens to you, Lord, to lift our hands, to lift our voices in song and in prayer. And Father, I pray a special prayer for all these students that are going to be sharing with us today. May this be a time of great rejoicing. In your name we pray. Amen. Welcome to this special missions worship.
Good morning, church family. Happy Sabbath. I just want to invite you guys into worship with us this morning. Throughout this week, whatever's been weighing on your heart, whatever's been causing you stress, I just want to invite you guys to let God come into your heart and take care of all of that, because he is greater, he is stronger, he's more powerful than anything that weighs us down.
Sing with us.
What are you turned into? Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you.
Into
the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Not like you.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
Sing that again with us. Water.
Water, you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you.
Oh,
into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Not like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
And if our God.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Oh,
stand against. Oh,
our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater, and our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
our God.
has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice, seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well.
It is well. eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me.
Oh God in heaven, holy is your name, God. We come to you, Lord, in adoration and praise. We humbly bow our knees before you, Lord. We sing praises to your name, Lord. Maybe today we need someone, maybe today someone here needs to know that it is well. Today, we also need to be reminded of how great you are, God. Thank you for this opportunity to praise and worship you, Lord. Amen. Our opening song is a little different than normal here at Pleasant Hill. It's different, and it's good. This song that we're going to do as an opening song was our theme song for Team Belize. The kids loved hearing the song. They sang the song with us. It actually sounds a lot better today than it did over there, because I was on the guitar over there. That says about everything that you need to know. But that didn't matter, because they sang it with passion, and we sang it with passion with them. You know, the artist that wrote the song, there's been a movie that's come out. The words that are written were written when he was going through a very hard time in his life. A time when he was broken and hurting. Little did he know that these words would someday give him peace and understanding. You know, today we can only imagine what heaven's going to be like. We have maybe a small description in Scripture, but we really don't know what heaven is going to look like. We don't know what we're going to do when we get there. We don't know if we're going to bow to our knees, or are we going to stand and praise God, or are we going to dance, or are we going to just be still in awe? Listen to the words of the song. You'll hear it a couple times throughout our service today. If it just means for you to just stand still and be in awe, then so be it. If you're going to sing in front of Jesus when you see him, because I know I am. I know I am. Then sing the song with us. If you want to sign it like Alexis, sign it. But I want to invite you to stand today. Stand and sing the song with us. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah?
hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. Only imagine.
Sing with us, surrounded.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing?
Now time for the children's story, so if the kids could please come down and face the white board. Team Belize has prepared a special story for you.
Collect the offering.
And don't forget to collect all the money.
Go over there. There's some money over there. Please go chase her down. Someone go get her. Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Don't let her get away. Go. Go get it. Right over there. There you go. Hey, kids.
Hi.
Let's all have you come on down and collect any more dollar bills. $5, 100s, 20s, 50s. I only have a dollar, but no one asked me, so I'm not going to give you guys a dollar. Anyways, did you guys see my puppets come out? I have some puppet friends. There they are. They have a special story for you guys. So if you guys just look at the puppets, they'll give you a story.
Are you ready for the two-peat? Oh, wait, that already happened. Hey, high five. Go Warriors.
Two-peat? What are you talking about?
You know, the Warriors. We won 2 years in a row.
Oh, I'm not really into basketball.
Oh, well, that's okay. But how about Team Belize two-peat?
Team Belize two-peat? Wait, are you saying TB, like Team Boston White Sox? Team Boston Red Sox? Like baseball teams? Oh, since we're getting close to football season, you mean TB, like Touchdown Tommy of the Patriots?
Wait, what? No, huh?
I can't wait to go to the football game. Right, let's go right now.
Slow down, calm down. Let's bring it back to the center. Sorry, let me clear that up. TB stands for Team Belize, and 2-peat is urban slang for repeat. So TB 2-peat means Team Belize again. This is your second time, right?
Yep, and I'm really excited. Remember that one time when...
Wait, shh! This is your first time, though, right?
Yes.
What's wrong? Why the hesitation?
I don't know what to expect. What if the group doesn't like me? What if I can't do the work? What if the orphan kids don't like me? What if I get sick? What if something bad happens? Maybe I should just back out.
Oh my God. No! I was nervous my first year also, but all the team building we did, that was so we could all get to know each other and we all get along well. The group really likes you.
And the work, last year we put bolts on the rafters to help set up the roof of the church. I can't wait to see it. You feel like you really accomplished something with all the work that we do.
And the orphan kids, I was attached to them the moment I got off the bus. It was hard for me to go.
The chaperones also will be bringing a medic. He will help with all the basic first aid stuff. And the chaperones are always keeping a close eye on us. And of course, Jesus will be with us also.
Okay, but...
No buts.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Girls, let's get ready for evac. Y'all got your bags?
Okay, boys and girls, we gotta go. But pay close attention and look at the pictures of our mission trip. Maybe one day you'll be able to go on a mission trip just like us. You can go back to your seats now.
Bye!
Good morning, church family. Today's offering is going towards Adventist education and universities like Andrews, Loma Linda, Oakwood, as well as the world budget. As we know all too well, education is not free and can be very expensive. Back in Belize, the King's Children's Home pays $25 a month per child for their education. Now, that may not sound like a lot here, but when you consider that the average Belizean makes $1.60 an hour, then it really puts it into perspective. And education is no different here, it is expensive. So if you feel called to help support Adventist education, we would appreciate any contribution. Will the deacons please rise? And please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the opportunity you've given all of us to help your children in Belize, and please continue to watch over them. These trips have been such blessings and have touched the hearts of all those who went, and they've taught us to be grateful for all that we have, including our education. Help us to always continue to be students of your word, learning more about you each day. Be with all of us today as we continue to worship you and bless this offering. In your name, amen.
sing with us.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. Shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware. Your goodness.
if everyone would please kneel for the congregational prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, today we lift your name on high. Thank you for your grace that you show to us every single day. Thank you that we can live life and that we are redeemed and restored. Thank you that we can live our lives for you in the hope of eternal life and the promise of heaven. Thank you for your presence in our everyday lives, and thank you for what you do for us every day. We ask these things in your heavenly name, amen.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our heart long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
So a couple months ago, Jared and I, as well as three other classmates, were able to go on a mission trip to San Francisco. We volunteered for San Francisco City Impact, a nonprofit Christian organization focused on helping the homeless living in the Tenderloin. We served the Tenderloin for 5 days, doing many things like helping out the City Impact School, volunteering at their thrift shop, cleaning rooms, and helping the homeless. And during the mission trip, we learned a lot about what humble service really meant and the many different ways we can serve God. We also learned ways we can serve God at home. And something else we discovered was that serving God can be fun and exciting. It's worthwhile. And some of the things may have been out of our comfort zone, but we were all able to get more excited about serving and sharing God. And it felt really good to know that we were doing God's work. For all five of us who went, this mission trip impacted us spiritually in a positive way in one way or another. One may have been on a spiritual high. One may have learned something new that they can take home. Another may have felt encouraged to keep going in their spiritual life, but no matter what it was, the spiritual experience was really good overall, and I believe that God strengthened all of our spiritual lives in one way or another during the mission trip. And the experience I had at the mission trip was probably one of the best experiences of my life. I wouldn't change anything about it.
So as Apollo mentioned, he and I, along with three other classmates, had the opportunity to go on a mission trip in San Francisco in late March. And as some of you also may know, I was able to serve in Belize as a missionary a couple months ago. So right now, I'd like to take the time to compare the two trips. So with the work, a part of the trips, I would definitely say that Belize was harder. In San Francisco with the City Impact mission trip, we're doing more simple work like sorting clothes in the thrift shop or cleaning rooms, whereas in Belize there is much more strenuous work like carrying logs to build a fence and shoveling gravel to make a path. Regardless, there's still the satisfaction of a job well done, no matter how hard the work was. With the spirituality aspect of the two trips, I would say that both of the trips were as equally eye-opening. From the San Francisco trip, I opened my eyes for the first time to the problems that the homeless people were experiencing. And as Apollo said before, we learned a lot about like different ways to serve. With Belize, I was able to humble myself and put myself in the shoes of the kids at KCH. I was definitely more emotional when I left Belize, but I still had as much of an eye-opening experience in San Francisco. And nevertheless, I learned a lot from from both mission trips, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to share my experience with you guys today.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
There's nothing more exciting than to come to a church service where you're able to hear stories and testimony about what a mission trip did in the lives of these students. So today, this worship is about hearing these stories, learning a little bit about what Fried Jacks are, and how great, Dr. M, your wife's cooking is. The experiences in Belize will never be forgotten. One thing I will say, before the students present and they reflect on their past mission trip, is that having gone on a lot your guys' age, there is nothing more awesome than to see the full circle come around. That all the experience that I had as a student, I was seeing it happen in their lives. And to be able to witness that was what brought me great joy. So as the students come up and reflect and teach you a little bit about the culture of Belize and our time and know what KCH represents and all that, I want you to just pay close attention to those testimonies and those stories that touch the hearts of these students. Kids, today's word is Team Belize. Count how many times we say Team Belize, and you'll get a treat at the end of the service. So make sure you're counting how many times we say Team Belize.
Belize is a beautiful place. With a very tropical climate, you could see animals and plants, such as monkeys, geckos, and many others. Its tropical weather is a great experience to have. Another great part of Belize is their food. They have organic selections like watermelon, coconut, and peppers. They also have other foods like fried jacks, which are deep-fried dishes of dough, which can contain chicken and cheese and other things. Belize would be a great place to visit, especially because of what you can learn there. There are many things that you can experience there that you cannot in the comfort of your own home.
Matthew 28:19 reads, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." When following God's word and preparing to go out into the world to do his will, the possible destinations seem endless. In our world, there are so many places that need help and so many places that need to hear God's word. So when planning the mission trip this year, choosing Belize was not a simple process. In the past 2 years, our team traveled to Belize to an orphanage called the King's Children's Home. This place in Belize was a perfect fit for our group. They practiced Seventh-day Adventism in the home. It wasn't too far away from home, and previous mission teams that went to Belize helped provide great information for us. With all the possibilities and destinations in this world, there's no way we could have found this place on our own. Ultimately, God led us to this orphanage. Again, in 2018, we felt guided back to this home to continue his work and to follow his plan.
Romans 12:24 reads, "For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Often when we think of mission trips, we are quick to imagine a group of people out in the world surviving harsh conditions and giving back for God. And while, yes, this is a very important aspect of a mission trip, there's a critical part that is not to be forgotten: the preparation required before the trip. Fundraising is an extremely important part. Throughout the process of raising funds, our team was brought together by sharing a common goal. Despite our differences in our backgrounds, we all worked together to make sure that each and every one of us was able to go on this mission trip. One team member baked and sold homemade banana bread, another sold hygiene kits, and a few of us babysat to raise their needed amount. If one team member raised more than they needed, they happily and readily shared with others so that everyone could go on this trip. So working together with all of our different strengths, like the body of Christ, we came together to accomplish God's work.
As many of you know, a mission trip takes a lot of time to plan and also a lot of money. Fundraising is definitely a big part of the process. Starting off with our volleyball tournament, which was held here in our school gym, each member of Team Belize was in charge of raising $100 through sponsors. A $10 entrance fee was also for every player. This fundraiser pushed every team member to donate and contribute. They were able to help out not only with donations, but on the court as well. The next way we raised funds was through this church. Each month, the church had children's offering collected for Team Belize. We are so thankful for all your generous donations. We were so blessed to be able to have sponsors for other parts of the trip. We had a sponsor buy every member their own set of bed sheets so that they wouldn't have to bring their own from home. There were also families who sponsored some team members so that they could come on the mission trip. We are so thankful for all your prayers, dedication, and support through this process.
We went to Belize. We brought tons of donations with us. Altogether, it was about 1,500 pounds worth of suitcases filled with clothes, school supplies, stuffed animals, books, and toys. We also had 1,000 Clif bars donated to us to give to each of the kids over there. Each member of Team Belize had to carry 3 suitcases around the airport, 2 big ones and 1 carry-on. Something that has been amazing for me to see over the past couple of years with Team Belize is how generous people are towards a good cause such as this. So thank you so much for your help and support for Team Belize and the things that we do.
So thanks to everyone's donations, we had 62 suitcases, and there's not that many of us, so we each had 3. So we go and we check in our personal bag and this giant suitcase. It's like 50.4 pounds, so all of them are like barely slipping by. So we have this carry-on. And I'm the type of person that gets a little bit nervous when I go to like check in my bags through security. Even though I have nothing that's like dangerous, I still just get nervous. So I'm a little nervous, and they pull my bag aside, and I'm like, oh boy, because you see, none of us knew what was inside of our carry-on bag because we didn't pack them. So when this guy's like going through my bag, that's the first time I'd seen any of that stuff. So he's just pulling out stuff. He pulls out like these Clif bars. He's like kind of confused. He's like, why is this girl taking all this stuff? And then he pulls out like this emergency, and he takes his like drug scanner and scans it, and it's like, it's fine. And then he pulls out this giant can of Big Franks. Like, this is the biggest can of Big Franks I've ever seen. And he has no idea what this is. And he like sloshes it around. He's like, why is there juice in your hot dogs? And then he's like, he's just really confused, so he asks me what it is, and I explain it, and then, like, Mrs. M comes over, and then she's, like, trying to get him to let us keep the Big Franks, but sadly, they made us throw away the Big Franks, so we didn't get them. So, thank you guys for the Big Franks.
Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So if there's anything I've learned from this trip, it's the message from this verse, which is teamwork. With the teamwork we had, we were able to get a lot of work done and our bonds increased. I think that the team builds really helped to let us get to know each other better and our strengths and our personalities, which Alexis is going to talk more about. So I only went to 3 team builds because I came in late. So I'm going to talk about those. For one T-Build, we went to San Francisco by BART. I didn't really know anyone, and I didn't think I would fit in with the other people, so I was pretty much just hanging out with Ethan the whole time. He was the only person I knew. But my teammates still introduced themselves to me, and they seem like nice people overall. And they are. Okay. So another team build I went to was at the Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco. We're helping to make hundreds of lunches and clean up. I think we were in the basement with Mr. Levi. It was me, Nick, and Robbie. And we were like breaking up these little pieces of frozen chicken. It was pretty good. But at the same time, I was really able to, you know, talk to people more. And at the same time, I got some community service hours in, so. One of the last team builds was a hike in the trails of Napa. This was one of my favorites because I could kind of just relax and have a conversation with the others and learn more about them. And with each team build, I felt like I was becoming more and more part of the team.
My first year, I remember there were a ton of team builds, and I really didn't understand why the group had to meet so often and see each other so much. It didn't dawn on me and come to a full circle until I got to Belize that there was something special about the meetings before the trip. They allowed all the small and awkward talk to be tackled beforehand, and we were able to dive into deeper conversations, leading to richer friendships out of the gate. Fast forward three trips later, I appreciate the team builds even more. For the first team build, we would walk from the church to my house, which was around 10 miles. Most of us thought it was a test to see how physically fit we were. But little did we know the subliminal task was to see how well the group could get to know each other within five-minute splurts. We'd all start with a partner, get on a roll, asking and answering questions. Then you'd hear a loud switch from the back of the group, indicating for us to find a new partner to get to know. It is the fastest game of speed friendship I've ever played. But with all the switching and conversations, the next thing we knew, we found ourselves at the end of the 10-mile hike with a bunch of small talk minutes tucked away to be the springboard for the next time we got together. Like Jared mentioned about his team build experiences, whether it was a hike, making lunches at Glide Memorial, the cook-off, or the food bank, it all helped to transition to being together in Belize for 11 days. Even though I had gone on previous trips with some of the same people, each year brings a different group, a new mix, and a new dynamic. When we got to Belize, I could really feel the group bonding on an authentic level. Throughout the 11 days together, I had some interesting and deep discussions. Whether it was a game of werewolf, shoveling rocks, or wheelbarrowing cement, the team effort led to building lasting friendships with each other. Sharing this once-in-a-lifetime experience alone could be enough to bond a group of people, but I know that we wouldn't have been able to grow this close if it wasn't for the team activities before the trip. These team builds are a huge part of why I was able to build a relationship with each and every one of the members on the team and connect on a personal level. The teamwork that was developed encouraged us to constantly build each other up. The journey wasn't just about the 11 days together. It was the entire trek, starting from the first step of the 10-mile hike. As Jared started his talk, I end with, "Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are doing." 1 Thessalonians 5:11.
Okay, so the average morning, we would wake up very early, eat breakfast, apply enormous amounts of sunscreen and bug repellent, which would smell really badly. We would also work, we'd go out to work until lunch, and after lunch, we would come back. We'd work until lunch, we'd eat lunch, and then we would come back to work, and we'd work till 5. After 5, we'd get ready and go hang out with the kids. We would have worship with the kids and with our group and had so much fun praising God.
So waking up bright and early every morning and rolling out of bed, we would walk outside and eat breakfast with some cows staring us down. Before we could leave for work, we'd make sure that we applied the right amount of sun protection and bug spray to keep us away from all things as such. And we'd refill our bottles, grab our gloves, and head out for the day. Some of the other creatures that we saw on this trip were cows, chickens, bugs, geckos, and frogs.
So every meal was prepared by the chaperones, and sometimes with the help of us. We often had too much soy milk, so certain people would have to drink a lot of it to hopefully get rid of it. We also had, like, okay, let's say we ate hot dogs for lunch, and then the next morning it would be a different meal. It would be like morning linguets or something like that. We were always recycling food.
It was still good, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So we had worships every morning and night. Everyone got the opportunity to share their personal devotions. And we also had group worships and the worships with KCH kids, where we got to praise God.
So every day we would go out and do the Lord's work in some way. While in Belize, we built fences, we dug holes, painted nearby schools' play structure. We carried wheelbarrows full of rocks and stones to create stone paths and roads. We leveled dirt piles, even this high. We mixed and carried cement by hand and even carried logs for over half a mile to build a barbed wire fence. When we would get back from working, we'd be all super tired and exhausted, and we'd just sit in our breezeway to rest. And I know that I was so tired every time that I would sit down, but every day, some part of the day, I would hear one of the kids calling across to us from the gate that they stayed in. And it felt like the Lord was just telling me to be not focused on how tired I was, but to be focused on how I was there to work for him and to be with the kids and to share his word. In our free time that we had sometimes, we were fortunate enough to visit some local attractions and go to my favorite, the market, to buy Fry Jacks.
Oh, they were good. For games, we did a lot, actually. We had a lot of fun, like, time with our team, and we would play a lot of games like Mafia, Werewolf, like various card games, just fun things. We also got a lot of time to hang out with the kids, like I said, from 5 to pretty late. So we would play volleyball, like basketball, usually get beat, whatever. We would also do tag, where they would actually be on our backs as we ran around, and they tried to tag each other, which got very tiring. I don't know how we had energy for that, but somehow we did it. But my favorite part was seeing the joy in the kids' faces when we gave them their favorite fried chicken and goodie bags filled with Z-bars, chalk, glow sticks, and other toys and fun things. Just small things we did to give back to the children and community of Belize that made a big difference. Just like the pictures on the screen where they're eating their chicken, I hope in heaven we can gather and be together and enjoy each other's company once more.
So while on this trip, simple things such as just staying in the dorms, being together, working hard, praying and praising God together, made us all closer as a team and brought us closer to God. We can't be grateful enough for this opportunity to strengthen our relationships with God and to create these new friendships.
To all our amazing chaperones on Team Belize, I want to personally thank them for all their amazing effort on this past year's mission trip. Mr. Bounson and Mrs. M. The strong leadership skills allowed our team to surpass the pretty difficult task of safely entering a foreign country, which isn't the easiest thing to do. This trip definitely would not be possible without their amazing organization and planning. Mrs. Richardson, I don't think there was a moment on the trip where I didn't see her smiling. Her contagious enthusiasm and ability to connect with us kids on the team led us through the toughest moments in Belize. Mrs. Fernander, she may not be the biggest or strongest on the team, but honestly, in my opinion, she was the hardest worker. She was literally a machine out there, and her perseverance really inspired me to work my hardest too. Mr. Levi, his work may have been kind of behind the scenes, but it really had a huge impact on the entire team. From unclogging the boys' bathroom every night to checking her hair for lice, his general sense of security and safety was felt with us all. And finally, Pastor Miguel. His talks each worship were just the things that grew the team closer spiritually. The way he would preach and worship was so inspirational, and I really think he individually touched the hearts of each of the kids in King's Children's Home. Our team was so lucky to have had such amazing chaperones, to not only do their jobs as chaperones, but to also inspire and push us to do God's work. Thank you guys so much for all you did for Team Belize.
While we were in Belize, we stayed at the King's Children Home, or also known as KCH. All of the children that are taken into KCH are either orphaned or have been faced with abandonment, abuse, or neglect. At the time, there were about 60 kids. Right as we arrived to KCH, I noticed how the environment felt so secure and nurturing. Everyone was so welcoming, and the kids just run up to you even without ever meeting you before. A major part of this was thanks to Mrs. Leone, or as everyone calls her, Mama Leone. She is the founder and director at KCH. As well as working administration, maintenance, and supervision, she, along with Pastor Paul, care for these kids as if they were their own. The rest of the staff consist of local employees and foreign and local volunteers. In meeting these kids, I grew especially close to one little girl in particular. Throughout our time as we spent with the kids, I spent the majority of my time with her. Every day after our work, we would have worship with the kids and spend the rest of our night playing with them. As I would spend time playing with her, I felt thankful that God had placed her into my life. As we were saying our goodbyes to the kids, she began crying and hugged me. At first, I was upset, thinking how this wasn't the first time that someone had left her. The girl's mom had abandoned her just a few years ago. Her being upset that I was leaving was just a natural reaction based on past events in her life. I felt bad leaving her because I did not want her to feel abandoned again. Looking back, I realized that nothing I could offer her would be able to fill that void in her heart. On my own, I only have a small amount to give compared to what plans God has for her. That is why I continue to pray for her and know that God is working to fill that void in her heart that began when her mom abandoned her. As Psalms 27:10 says, "For my father and mother have left me, but the Lord will take care of me." Each child at KCH, from newborns to early 20s, has a unique past that has shaped their life. They all come from different diversity and backgrounds, but one thing they all have in common is that God isn't done with them and still has a plan. We only plant the seeds, but God continues to water and grow our efforts.
Being at KCH gives me the same feeling that I come here. When they open the gates to the orphanage, we are immediately greeted with warm, welcoming smiles from all the children. I remember a lot of members, the new members of Team Belize, were a bit nervous about how the kids would receive them. But honestly, there was no need, because there would always be one or two children who would want to talk to you, play with you, and sometimes even tease you, where in this case, you would either ignore it or laugh along with them. Most of the time, we laughed along with them. I had a conversation with a little boy named Moses. Since we were about to leave, he was asking me about my home, where I lived, how far it was from Belize, and how expensive it was to get there. I answered all his questions as best as I could. Then I asked, "Hey, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?" Without hesitation, he said, "I want to live everywhere." So I tested his statement. I started naming a bunch of places that anyone could live at, even Antarctica. And sure enough, no matter how hot or cold, he wanted to live there, except for an island with an active volcano. But I'll give him some slack for that, because no one wants to live there. But he wanted to live everywhere. So I asked what his home would look like. Would it be big? Would it have a farm with farm animals and cars and planes and trains? He said yes to all of this. But I noticed I was naming all these luxurious things. But the things that he came up with was, "I want my house to have a table with chairs and a jug of crystal water that we, Team Belize, had at our dorms." Because to him, having a jug of water was the most luxurious thing to him. He never brought up toys. I was the one who had to ask, "Would you have a lot of toys in your home?" And he said, "Yes, of course." But what kid wouldn't want that? Before we left and said our final goodbyes, I asked, could I come and see you at one of your many homes? And he said, of course, I would want you to come. I want everyone to come and visit me. So excitedly, I said, so I can bring Team Belize with me? He was like, yes, I want everyone to see me. After that day, I made a promise to God to be more grateful for everything I have. Many times I have broken it, but I remind myself, how can I complain about waking up early to go to the doctor's or a dentist appointment or even to school? How can I complain about not having enough space in my room for all the stuff that I have when the children in the orphanage were so willing to share everything that they had, even when they had barely anything? So when I break my promise to God, I promise him again, and I start all over. I thank him for all the tangible things that I have, such as food, a roof over my head, my family, my friends, and my pets. Then I thank him for all the abstract things that he has given me, such as knowledge, love, strength, mental and physical, which Team Belize can confirm, I don't have a lot of physical strength. But I thank him anyway for the little that I do have. Not only did I promise him that I would be more grateful, but also more giving, just like the children in the orphanage.
So overall, Belize was an amazing trip. Spiritually, enriching our lives, and physically working us really hard. No, but in all honesty, this is one of the best trips of my life. I've had so much fun, and I wish I could do it again. And this past year, especially, I got really close with this one girl named Sharina. It's kind of interesting how we met. Like Victoria was saying earlier, the kids have a game where they would go on, like, all of our backs and chase each other around. And initially, she was on Alexis's back, but I think she was getting tired, so she pawned her off to me. And I was like, yes, this is my chance. So I made sure not to get caught. And then she got really attached, and I soon became really attached to her. She was really young, like 4. She really touched my heart. I almost felt like I was cheating. Like, I came to help, yet I was the one being, I think, blessed. She made me really realize that, honestly, I get caught up in worldly values a lot. There's something about childlike innocence that makes you able to see what is real and fake and what actually matters. I feel like she may have given me some of that same skill. After spending time with her, giving her countless piggyback rides, chasing her, running from her, having staring contests with her, realize that it really isn't about like money, fame, or anything, and those things don't really give me as much satisfaction. The times I spent with her were some of the happiest moments of my life. A lesson that I've heard, I guess like, this is a lesson that I've heard many times, but it finally hit me through the medium of a girl in Belize. And what really matters is not what I do or what society wants me to do, but what God wants to do through me. Reflecting on this experience, I was reminded of this Bible verse. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew 6:20. So I guess this trip to Belize has taught me a valuable lesson that will influence my actions for the rest of my life.
I didn't have a kid, but I did have hot sauce, and that's one of my takeaways. This is a valuable thing on the trip. Brought us together, stuff like that. Well, I'm not here to talk about the hot sauce. That was just like a plug or something. I'm here to talk about the future. So what really is the future of Team Belize? What is the future of the children in the orphanage? While I do not know for certain, I'd say the future is looking pretty good for everyone. As all of my peers have more or less said, we've been doing God's work. We've been allowing him to use us, and we have been acting accordingly as his hands to provide for those who are less fortunate. Year by year, Team Belize, as well as other volunteer groups that go there, have improved the orphanage's situation. With another year comes even more development and progress, but by doing this, we have been shaping the future not only for the orphans in Belize, but also ourselves. Personally, I myself experienced a sort of spiritual awakening that has transformed my life for the better. Before the trip, I was a little skeptical, maybe a lot. I knew that I was going to an underprivileged country and helping out would change me in some way, but my expectations were quite off from the impact it actually had on me. As I've said, I had some sort of awakening, and it impacted me so much as to lead me to pray, read the Bible, and invest myself in what I do a lot more than I had ever done before the trip. After the trip, I also think that I became extremely prone to try new things, like stuff I shouldn't be eating, because I'm allergic to that, help people, and more importantly, just meet new people. These actions introduced me to a paramount satisfaction, as Justin kind of touched upon this, that I had discovered through something as simple as serving others. We all get caught up in modern life and all of its machinations, studying, working, etc. I'm not saying that these things aren't satisfying, because I like stuff. But when you get what you want, the reward is incomparable to the pure gratification of helping others. And like it's just like the pure thing of like friendship with Sharina, as Justin said. In the end, however, the future simply comes down to one thing, and that's God's will. However, something I know for sure is that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and it is our job to accept the calling and carry it with pride. And now I'm just going to introduce a verse, Mark 16:15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
So while we were in Belize, we had the opportunity to spend a Sabbath service with them. And they shared something with us during their service that moved us and touched us greatly. And so this morning, we want to share that with you today.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans. Thank you, Team Belize, for your sacrifice. Thank you for enduring the mosquito bites and the bug bites. Thank you for your time and energy in the hot sun, working hard to make a difference in young people's lives. Thank you so much for bringing Belize here to us so that we can understand what they need. And we just want to acknowledge as a church that you're reminding us that we're called to be missionaries. Now, without Team Belize, we wouldn't have this experience. But also, I want to recognize our leaders, our chaperones who came and spent their time and their effort and their talent with these young people. But also, especially, I want to acknowledge our leaders. Lillian and Arsenio, thank you so much for your logistical planning, for your time and energy, your sacrifice, the vision that God put on their heart that they would exercise and put into action. We as a church, thank you. We don't know what your future is, but I can tell you that as pastors, we hope that Team Belize continues, and we look forward to how God will lead this tremendous ministry. So can we give a hand to our missionaries for what they've done?
I want to invite the rest of the team to come up as we pray, please. Let us pray. Lord in heaven, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord. We thank you for giving us the hands and the feet. And Lord, for giving us the courage to go to a place where we were able to share you, Lord. Lord, nothing matters, Lord, if we are not doing what you called us to do. And the mission is, go. Go to our neighbors. Go to our community. Go far and beyond. Do what you got to do to tell others about you. Lord, may we leave this place with that in our hearts. May we leave with that vision, with that goal, that still small voice will remind us to go and make disciples of all the nation. In your name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.